Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first Jesus. How many believe what he says? This is God in the flesh talking to you. This is God the Father who became a son unto himself in the flesh talking to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things that you're wanting and trying to chase after will be added unto you. Now, the most important vital desire cry, mindset for us to have, the number one thing in your life or for your life, not just ourselves, not just our needs, not just our healing, not just our biologicals, our domestics, but for God himself, your God-assigned set man, the ministry he's over, the deathless in it, and the God-assigned purpose that God has assigned you to do in there, in the house of God. That's number one. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things be added unto you. Now Jesus, that's in Matthew 6:33. Jesus, he talked a lot of things before he ever got to Matthew 6:33, explaining this. Matthew 6:19, lay up not yourself treasures upon the earth. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. He said, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on the earth. Doesn't mean you can't save some money if you can or put some back to help you. But if you count on that, moth and rust will come in and it will corrupt you. Where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, Christianity heaven, neither where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. People around here, what they're doing this morning, what they're doing today, that's their treasure. Yes, sir. What they do all week, yes, it's their treasure. Amen. They're not seeking first the kingdom of God. Most of them are not. And they may not realize that. They may not mean wrong by it. But for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if thine eye be single, if it's clear and not sidetracked, but focused on the number one thing, then thy whole body is full of light, shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, wrong order of priorities, if it be evil, wrong order of priorities, the whole body is full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? People with misplaced priorities live in darkness. They may not believe, they say, oh, I have Jesus, I'm saved. Oh, really? You're living in darkness and you don't even really know it. If you misplaced priorities. So, you cannot serve two masters. Can't serve two masters. For either you'll hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. What is your master? You? What do you spend most time on? You? What you want, what you do. Do you see? So, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in mammon. You can't serve God in yourself. Can't serve God in money. Can't serve God in wrong priorities. You're not serving God. Therefore, if it's therefore, you need to see what it's there for. Therefore, I say unto you, Jesus is talking to his disciples and a few of those real close followers with him. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, or yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? So, take no thought. Merimnao. Merimna is a root word for it. Merimnao, don't be anxious about your own life. Don't have care for your life. Don't take thought through the idea of distraction. Don't get distracted about you and what you want and what you need. All this, working on me, my house, my car, me, on and on and on. Take no thought, don't be distracted. Don't marizo, which means don't let something part you away from what you should do, or disunite you, or differ or divide you from what God says. For your life, your life, which is your soul, your mind, emotions, and will, spirit, man inside there too. If you look at that, for your life and it breathing voluntarily. For is not the life more than meat? The soul is more than meat. More in quantity. It's the major portion. It's more measured than meat. It's more excellent. It's a greater, more part than meat. Meat's like nourishment. It's like food, but it's like wages. Your career, more than meat, more than that. And the body is more than raiment. Now, why the body? The body is like a sound hole, W-H-O-L-E. The body houses the spirit and soul, and the spirit and soul lives through your body. And the body is something that protects the spirit and the soul. It preserves, it makes whole, than raiment. So the body, even the soul and the body, is more than all these other things, than raiment and outer garment, what you put on, or something you endue your own self with, like provide with quality, whatever, if you go that way. I mean, there are people around here and all over the world like that. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not. The fowls of the air, they don't go out and sow crops. Neither do they reap nor gather into barns. They don't store into barns. Birds don't. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Are you not a higher species, even though they're important? Do you not surpass a more excellent, a more value than they, even the birds, which are important, or the fowls? Which of you taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? You can't. If you're 5'7", you can't get any bigger. If you're 6'5", you can't get any smaller. Okay, so which of you taking thought of all this can add one cubit unto his stature? Taking thought, having care for it. It taking in it marimna, it distracts you away. It pulls you away. Solicitude, way down with that, can add one stature, one size. What can you add to you as far as physically or something like that, or your money into you, unless you go out and make more, you see? But the only way you can really add to your person is God.
Yes, amen.
And sometimes an education helps you get a better job. I mean, that is a fact. Why take ye thought for raiment? Matthew 6:28. Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, for they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. They don't have to work at it. They are what they are, and God made them what they are. And they can't get as big as a tree, but they have a real good purpose. You see that? So, which of you taking thought can add one stature to you? No, you can't do that. And why take you thought for raiment? You need nice clothes, but don't get so caught up with it. Consider lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. They do what they're supposed to do. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, King Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of them. Look at those lilies and see how God made those. Even King Solomon, as majestic and handsome and as wise as he was, he's not even arrayed as much as God arrayed the lilies and of all his creation. Wherefore, you better see what it's there for. If God so clothes the grass of the field, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven. Some grass does not last all year. It'll be up for a while, and then the sun comes out and parches it and comes back out next year. Some grass, like fescue around here, is year-round. So wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Oh, you little faith. Therefore, what it's there for, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? Don't even think about it. In other words, don't, when I say don't think about it, don't let it be a distraction of marimna. Don't let it be a distraction from you at all. Do what you have to do, what you need to do, but it cannot be your main priority. Therefore, take no thought. Take no thought, no merimna. Take no thought what you shall eat, what you shall drink, and how you shall be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. People who don't know God. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all. But he's talking to his disciples who are apostles and his followers. He said, God knoweth you have need of all these things. Talking to them, not everybody else. If you don't have your priorities right, God is not really meeting your needs. You are. You're some way trying to. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these. Your heavenly Father knoweth. He knows for sure. He has knowledge. He perceives, understands, considers. And he's very aware that concerning because that you have need, even necessity of some things. Of all, everyone, whatsoever, whosoever, on and on and on. These things, this sort. This, that, and the other. But seek ye first. We finally got to Matthew 6, 33. Jesus finally got to there. He lays all that other to let you know that's not what you need. Don't get your mind set on all that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. But adversity, and moreover, and even now, seek ye first. Seek ye. You seek after that. You inquire about that. You go about that over and over and over. You endeavor and desire, and you require. Seek ye, you require first. You require first the number one priority, God and his ministry, God, his kingdom and ministry. Right? So seek after, that word seek after, you require first. God requires first. So that's what you require first. This word first is three Greek words here, proton, protos, and another one over here, pro. Firstly, in order and importance. What's first in order and what's first in importance? It is the kingdom of God, and God and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, ministry. Firstly, in order, importance, at the beginning, chiefly, first of all, foremost in order, most important at time, place, and all things, first of all, chiefest, beginning, a word for, in front of, superior to, before, ago, before anything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes, sir, amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The royalty, the rule, the realm, the sphere, the reign of God. R-E-I-G-N. So seek ye first the royalty, that echelon, that great entity, that great level. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the royalty, the rule, the realm, the sphere, that realm, and the reign. Through the notion of a foundation of power, which has a sovereign in it, God who's king, the Hebrew says, and it takes you to the word basis, which is the base. In other words, the true basis and foundation of a life is seek ye first the kingdom of God. God, his kingdom, and his ministry, and his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. So seek ye first the kingdom, the royalty, the realm, the rule, the reign, the foundation of power, the sovereign, the king, the basis, the foot, the foundation of it all, which is first God, his kingdom, and his ministry, and copulative and cumulative, his righteousness. Now, righteousness is not only equity and character and act, or righteousness, or even innocent, having the innocence of God in you, or holy, just, right, meet. But it's also Christian justification. Okay. Justified. Yes. So righteousness is putting God and his ministry, God, kingdom, and ministry first. His blood justifies you of your sins. Yes, but you justify that by God, kingdom, ministry first in your life and foremost. Yes. So how many people have a Christian justification? How many people you know today have Christian justification? How many? Putting God, his kingdom, his ministry first. If you do, after the blood of Jesus covers you, you are justified with your life and your action in God. That justifies you with God. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, 25, 26, 27, down through there. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all copulative and cumulative, and all, every, all manner, thoroughly, whole, as many, daily, always, and ever, daily, daily, always, and ever. These things, not only these things, but then and afterward and hereafter, the Greek, shall be added, shall be placed additionally, protithemi. Tithemi is the placing, pros is before. So shall be added, placed additionally, laid beside, added and increased, proceed further, give more, lay into again and again and again and again, always and ever, unto you. So take no thought, Matthew 6:34, for the morrow. Don't be worrying about, you know, if I have clothes for tomorrow and all that. Now, if you don't have clothes, you need clothes. You know, people like that. But if you don't have money for the house payment or whatever, well, we trust in God that he's going to give that to you, because if you seek him first, that is something to be concerned about. But don't get distracted from God. You see? So these things shall be added unto you. So therefore, take no thought for the morrow. Take no thought, marimna. Don't do it. Don't be distracted. Don't get sidetripped on and on. Therefore, certainly, accordingly, therefore, no thought, in no wise thought. Don't be anxious about it. Don't have too much care about it. Don't let it worry you through the idea of distraction. You make God kingdom and ministry first, and all these things will be fine for tomorrow, far indicating the purpose. The morrow, the next day, the morrow, and it brings you to a word, sukkah here. Morrow is areo, like the breeze, the morning air, the fresh tomorrow. But it brings you to the word sukkah, listen to this, which means voluntarily you'll be breathing with confidence and assurance that God is going to help you because you're first helping him. With confidence and with assurance that God is helping you. For assigning a reason, explanation, intensification, no doubt indeed, seeing the morrow shall take thought. It will take thought. It'll take thought for itself. It'll be there in the things of itself. The morrow's going to think whatever. If God has it planned or you go the way, you'll be distracted. If not, God's going to take care of it. Sufficient. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, sufficient, satisfactory, suffice enough, raising a barrier to ward off the wrong things, of great satisfaction, be enough, be sufficient, but also a benefit unto the day. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, you're going to face evil. You're going to face bad. Evil's like today's thoughts, burdens, difficulties, challenges that can occur a lot of times, try to weigh people down on and on and on and on and on. Take no thought for tomorrow. Take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yes, sir.
And whatever evil is waiting you, whatever God says, if you put him first, he'll ward it off and he'll put a barrier. It can't get to you. That's what the Greek said. Can't get to you. For all these things, now, then the writer Luke, physician Luke, he gives you all this. That was Matthew there.
Yes, sir.
Physician Luke, and great disciple of Jesus Luke, he goes over this again, and watch how he says. Luke 12:30, for all these things do nations of the world seek after.
Yes,
your Father knoweth you have need of all these things. But rather seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. This is what he comes and adds to it. The Holy Ghost through him adds to this. Fear not, little flock. Fear not. Don't be alarmed. Don't be in awe. Don't be exceedingly afraid. Fear not, absolutely not, and in no wise, little flock. Flock is like the poem may. It's the fold, the sheepfold of God. For this, it is your Father. If you're not little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, the government, the order, the structure, the healing, the house. Fear not, for it is your Father's good pleasure. In other words, He thinks well to give you this if you seek Him first and put Him first. It's His good pleasure. It's His willingness, His approbate, His approving and sanction, you making God and His kingdom, His ministry first. In other words, it is His good approval, stamp of approval, official approval, sanction and proof to give you, to give and to grant, to offer and commit and deliver up, but also to smite you with the hand and strike you with the palm of the hand, anoint you for this to happen, give you the kingdom. It's His good pleasure and will, and His requirement is to give you the kingdom, the royalty, reign, rule. See that sphere, the foundation, the first thing. In other words, you are to know this, what He said a while ago. If you're not little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You see that? Your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you. For it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do His good pleasure. It's God that's working in you to will and do His good. For explanation, intensification, no doubt indeed, it's absolutely true. It's God, the supreme deity, God Himself, which He worketh in you. He's active, very efficient, working very effectually in you. Be very effectual, fervent. Be mighty in you. Be operative, powerful, effectual. In other words, He's taking care of you, working through His church in you, denoting a fixed position. He, if you really put Him first, He lives inside you. In you. Both copulative and communicative. Both to will, determine. To wish, be inclined to, for the future tense, desire and be disposed forward, on and on and on. It is Him that worketh in you to will and to do, be active, effectual, mighty in. In other words, show forth Himself and His kingdom and His church inside you, and show forth inside you what you are to be, and show forth in your life what He knows you need because you first serve Him. Amen. To do of His good pleasure. To do of His good pleasure. His good pleasure. His good pleasure. His good pleasure. His good eulogy. Eudokia. Eulogy is like a root of that. Eulogy, His fine speaking over you, what He speaks over you. Yes, to will and to do His good pleasure, His satisfaction. It satisfies God to do that, His delight, His good will, His desire, His purpose. That's what He said, right?
Yes.
Is that what He said?
Yes, sir.
So if you serve God, if you put God first, and not many people today put God first, but they think that they may think they do, but they don't. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, and as a manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You see? Where was Jesus on the first Sunday night when He rose from the dead? He was in the house of God with His people. And doubted Thomas, he didn't show up. He laid out of church the first Sunday night. He did. He laid out of church, and he missed Jesus. Had to wait a week until he could see Him.
Yes, sir.
Hear that, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Had to wait a week. How many does not want to miss Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Any service people miss, they'll miss Jesus.
Amen.
They will not be there what He did that time.
Right.
Well, the Apostle Paul, 2 Thessalonians 1, in 1, Apostle Paul, Silvanus, and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 11, wherefore also we pray always for you. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy. That our God, he said, I pray always, wherefore we pray always, myself does, and Sylvanus, and also son Timothy, spiritual son, wherefore we also pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling. Worthy, deemed entitled, think worthy. Deserving, the Greek says, deserving. Suitable, as if by drawing praise, suitable. So wherefore also we pray for you that our God would count you worthy, suitable. You see that? He'd count you worthy, deem you entitled, fit, worthy, think good desire, deserving, comparable, suitable, as if drawing praise for you of this calling. This calling. This apostolic calling. Apostle Paul. Sylvanus is apostolic. Son Timothy, apostolic. Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
That you would, he'd count you worthy, that God would count you worthy of his calling. His calling. His kletos. His apostolic calling. And good pleasure, the good satisfaction and delight and the wish and the purpose. The apostolic ministry, your part in it, of his goodness, his virtue, beneficence, foundational ethical principle requiring action that produces God's apostolic ministry and benefits. Foundational ethical principle requiring actions that produce God's apostolic ministry and benefits. You see that, everybody? You're calling in good goodness and the work, and there was, you don't really have much benefit of God if you don't do this, and the work, the effort, the occupation, and the work of faith. Faith is surrender, submission, obedience, total belief and trust. That's what faith is. It's not just believe. It's surrender, submission, obedience, total belief and trust. In other words, he said, all this put together, wherefore we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling, this apostolic calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. The work of faith, the work of surrender, submission, obedience, total belief and trust, total fidelity, faithfulness, constancy, with power. He's going to give you ability you'll never have any other way.
Amen.
Faith, surrender, submission, obedience, only known, faithfulness, fidelity, and with power, with dunamis, hallelujah. Miraculous power of God, God's ability, his abundance, his be able. I thank God I've got the be able of God in me. I got the be able of God in me. You see that?
Yes, sir.
So, he said, seek ye first. He said, oh, this thing, you want this. You think you got to have this. Think you have to have this. He said, I tell you what, though. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those other things that are not foolish will be added unto you. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.